Mark DiCarlo, you have a show this Saturday night?
I do, yes? Patty.
At the Comedy Show. Do you like how I changed my voice? I feel like I should do like a Charlie Rose sort of a situation. That's what we should do. I want a round table in here.
He has a nice big table.
He does. He's a big, just like, you know, just complete. It looks like it's just floating.
You know, he's a luthier. He made that table himself.
Did he have his lathe?
He had a lathe, luthier. He had a router.
A nice, you gotta have a nice router.
Job.
A
real
nice
router.
Yeah, yeah, some nice fluting on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice table. Nice table.
Tell us about your show at the Shrine.
It's an improv show with the cast of the theater there at the Shrine. It's called the Who's Line Show at 8 o'clock, and they do a naughty show at 10 o'clock, which is, you know, for 21 and over.
So go to both.
Is it short form? Is it improv games, or is it like a story?
It's pretty much like the Who's Line television show. We'll get things from the audience, suggestions.
Okay, so here's what's going on right now. So for those of you out in the suburbs, especially out in the western suburbs,
If you're in the city, you're going to La La. You're not going to go.
No, you're going to Vamp, which is a what?
It's a musical version of Who's Line.
Is it really?
We bill ourselves as everyone is Wayne Brady. We have to go to each other's shows. That's what's
happened.
Well, that's
impossible, actually.
Oh,
you're gigging on Saturday?
Every Friday and Saturday forever, 10:30.
Forever.
Oh, I could possibly go Friday. Saturday, I can't go.
I can't take you Friday because I have a show.
Well, good news. It happens always.
If things go well for me, it's always on.
So we're into our third year now. That's crazy. What a small world.
That's amazing. Three years on a show like that. That's good to you. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
I said earlier you had to jam with each other, and that would make my head
musical.
Explode.
This is
so it's a total music show, wall to wall.
Absolutely. We have a full band. It's BYOB, so you can hop in and just
bring your own band.
Bring your own booze. Oh. Yeah, we use our band, but then you got four players, a host, and a bartender on stage. So we're drinking along too. And it's about an hour long, and it's our original games, but it's very Who's Line formatted, and we're just all making up and singing, and I freestyle rap every time, which is ridiculous.
I've seen it five or six times.
Fun.
It's one of the best shows in Chicago.
It's great, and we pay all of our improvisers.
And you know,
I'm very proud to say that.
Wow, that's great.
You know how harsh comics are on other comics.
Yes,
this is different.
But that's mostly stand-ups. Improvisers are much more collegial. Stand-ups are people with no souls, basically.
I'm too afraid to get into that world.
You know what? Improvisers are dogs. Stand-ups are cats.
Oh, but you... Okay, I just dropped
that's
the mic.
That's a mic drop. That's a mic
drop.
That's
Mark DiCarlo. He'll be at the Comedy Shrine on Saturday night. The 8 o'clock show is the you know, if you're going to be offended, if you're easily offended. If you're offended by this show, don't go to the 8 o'clock show. And...
I just dropped it again.
I know, you just dropped it again. You didn't do anything for that. No, the 8 o'clock show, is it family friendly? Is it all ages? Do you know?
It's not all ages, but it's definitely family friendly.
Family friendly. So bring your mom. Bring my mom.
Yeah, you did bring your mom.
I did bring my mom. She had a great time. She couldn't think of it. Oh, I'm going to turn your mic off just because my ears hurt. That's Mark DiCarlo. He's also got the podcast Fork in the Road.
Fork on the Road. We just put out a new one all about summer road trips. We talked to the lady that runs gotrv.com. We talked to the folks at Raiden Luggage with their really cool new luggage that can charge your phone. You can go to forkontheroad.com. You can listen to that there.
If you're on WGMRadio.com, you can see that Mark DiCarlo has had to drop his head to the counter in order to use the microphone he dropped. Once you drop the microphone, you're supposed to walk away.
It really is supposed to be the period to your paragraph.
Yes.
I'm kind of milking it.
No, I think it was much more powerful to do the head drop.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was
really
visually.
Nice. You did a head drop. See what I like that. Oh, there you go. So that's Mark DiCarlo. Go to Fork on the Road on iTunes, and you can go to see him. You can go to see him. I am using all the prepositions at my disposal.
Hey, you're paying for them. You might as well use them,
Patty. May as well use them. He'll be at the Comedy Shrine on Saturday night at 8 and 10 o'clock. Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, Patty.
I'll see you.